It is Tuesday, the 24th, the year of 1340 KYNS, Quebec. And we got lots of stuff to talk about today because it's a brand new day.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
However. It's 12:06. We'll make it 12:07 in a few seconds. So I'm going to start this different today. I'm going to start with Spencer's because you can go there for lunch today. They have spaghetti for two for $5, and that's spaghetti and meatballs. And they have $2 tacos. So you want to get to Spencer's and get your chow. And they have great things to buy while you're there. Spencer's Baja Filets are $3.99. Cheddar jalapeno or linguica sausage is $3.99 a pound. Beef tri-tip, $3.99 a pound. Or you can get your baby back porkers for $3.99 a pound. You get them all. Well, why not? Have a barbecue. All right. So they have that. And then John has all the good. John has the best produce in the whole wide world. And they are saying that some of the produce is a lot sweeter and better this year because of the weather's been weird. That's what they're saying. That's a true story. Anyway, so get some of this great produce he has. He has ripe Hass avocados for 99 cents each. He has, let me get you something that you might like here. Cilantro, two for a dollar. Ripe tomatillos are 2 pounds for a dollar. They got fresh, crisp jicamas, 2 pounds for a buck, and sweet tropical mangoes, two for a dollar. So that's fun. Four for $5 for 2 liter Pepsi Cola. And you can save on all this stuff here. You save $3 if you buy any six of Aunt Jemima frozen waffles, Celeste pizza for one, Duncan Hines cake mix, and a Duncan Hines frosty. You buy those things, you get the whole bunch, and then you get some more. So that works out for you. So everything works out great at Spencer's. They got the great deli department with the boursin meats and cheeses. They have the wonderful butcher department with a butcher of anything and how you want it, where you want it, why you want it. They'll do the whole thing for you at Spencer's in four locations on the Central Coast now, in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, and Santa Maria.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
It's no secret that in today's world, the kitchen is the center of the home. That's where everybody hangs out.
Good food, good wine, good friends. It all begins and ends right there in the kitchen.
That's right, Kel. And to help get it started, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath is cranking up our annual summer kitchen sink and faucet sale.
Sounds exciting. What's the deal this year?
It's all about big savings. Everybody's looking for a great deal, and we've got them covered. Right now, we've got all of our top brands like Growy Faucets, Roll Fire Clay Sinks, and Blanco Stainless Steel Sinks all on sale for up to 40% off.
Wow, that's amazing.
If folks are remodeling their kitchen, this is their chance to get some of our best products at our very best prices.
Beautiful sinks. Fabulous faucets, all on sale. Dad, you're the best.
Like you said, Kel, it all starts and ends right there in the kitchen.
It's on now, but the sale ends July 14th. Save up to 40% at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's.
Sorry, I lost one. Where'd my other one go? I lost it. I'll get it going right now. Here, I'll do it.
Ever smell coffee beans roasting? You probably will when you start buying your bags of coffee at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. Slow Roasted Coffee is expanding their own in-house store, which will feature, you guessed it, coffee and accessories. They're open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And there's always a few free coffees for you to sample. Catch this. You'll save money with the new Slow Roasted Coffee Coin Club. Here's how it works. After each coffee purchase, they'll stamp your coin, and your 10th pound will be free. Of course, your local grocery store still carries Slow Roasted Coffee, but now you can shop directly at their warehouse. That's right. Walk in the door, and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. You'll find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Now in their third decade, Slow Roasted Coffee is truly a Central Coast tradition. Mmm, that tastes great.
Tastes very good, as a matter of fact, and it's just excellent coffee. So you have to get yourself some Slow Roast Coffee, Joe. All right, let me put this away. Let me put this away for now. Okay. And let me do our flashback in history and what happened stuff. And we don't have 150 birthdays today. We just have a few. Our flashback, according to the Tribune, our highlight in history, on July 24th in 1862, Martin Van Buren, the eighth president of the United States, died at age 79 in Kinderhook, New York. On this date in 1847, Mormon leader Brigham Young and his followers arrived at the Great Salt Lake Valley in present-day Utah. 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts splashed down safely in the Pacific. In 1967, Huldah Crooks, a 91-year-old mountaineer from California, became the oldest woman to conquer Mount Fuji, Japan's highest peak. Our birthdays today, comedian Ruth Buzzi is 76, comedian Gallagher is 66, actress Linda Carter is 61, actress-singer Jennifer Lopez is 43, and actress Anna Paquin is 30 years old today. So we'll say happy birthday to them, but most especially to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
We got some news today from CalcosNews.com, and you're Bill, and we're going to talk about what's going on. Let me try to do better I've done so far. There we go. Former Paso Robles lender Linda Ann Kennedy of 21st Century Financial in Paso Robles is slated to be arraigned today on four felony counts in the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. Kennedy, 49, allegedly swindled more than 1,000 investors out of millions in a lending scheme involving hard money in August 2007 when she closed the firm. The company held $100 million in real estate portfolio. Hard money lenders specialize in short-term, high-interest construction loans that are often used as bridges to help develop a developer finish a project. Loans are based on the value of the underlying asset rather than the borrower's credit rating. These kinds of loans are primarily funded through private investors. Following an extensive four-year investigation by the California Department of Corporations and the San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office, Kennedy was arrested on July 16th in Tennessee. She was later extradited back to California and booked in the San Luis Obispo County Jail without bail. District Attorney's Office charged Kennedy with four felony counts and 10 special allegations related to fraudulent practices in the offer and sale of securities involving hard money loans in the real estate projects located primarily in San Luis Obispo County in a criminal complaint filed March 2012. San Luis Obispo County Superior Court has frozen her personal assets, including real estate, bank accounts, all other financial accounts, vehicles, and any all other things of value, whether the assets have been specifically listed or identified or not. The court orders prohibit anyone from selling or secreting these assets. Andrew Carter has withdrawn from the slow mayoral race. San Luis Obispo councilman announced earlier today that he has decided for personal and financial reasons not to seek the mayor's seat. Carter's statement comes, well, here it is. He is, Here's his statement. Quote, I have decided to discontinue my campaign for mayor of San Luis Obispo. Although it is an honor to serve on the city council, that service comes at great personal and financial cost to my family and me. Continuing to run for mayor and being elected mayor would only add to that cost. I apologize for making this decision so late in the campaign process. Sorry, bud. You know, you got to do the right thing. Then, this is, of course, one of the most amazing scandalous stories to hit California for a while. A veritable state parks windfall of $54 million may help keep some facilities from closing after Governor Jerry Brown and met Monday with lawmakers to discuss the situation, because they were working hard to say, okay, what parks are we going to close? And all of a sudden they had found out there was $54 million stashed in another account. It was learned late last week that that department has squirreled away that money for more than a decade. The governor's administration is going to work with legislators to determine how this money can be used to mitigate park closures. After disclosure of the unused money, Parks Director Ruth Coleman resigned and her deputy was fired. It is just appalling, said Ann Briggs of the Cope Park Preservation Fund, which gave the state $279,000 in private money to keep Henry W. Coe State Park in Santa Clara County open this year. We don't know what to think. Our reaction has been one of total surprise, total shock. This has happened. We are not sure what is going to be the next step. According to the Chronicle, the state slashed the Parks Department budget by more than $50 million over the past 4 years. Additionally, the state and Parks Department had deferred $1.3 billion in maintenance costs. Now, Khashoggi came forward and said, you know, he was on the Hoover Commission that found this thing out. And to quote him, he said, and I quote him, he said, We're looking at how we'll keep parks open, which ones we should close, and all the frustration that comes with the economy. Then to hear there's $54 million available, it's sickening. It takes the trust away, he said. But Kacha, the citizens don't really trust the legislature anyway. Why you got in that club? We don't know. All right. Other things going on. Developer fees for construction in the Margarita area has been reduced by nearly $2.3 million by the San Luis Obispo City Council in an effort to settle a disagreement and stimulate home building. The agreement was made with Rescal, I'm not sure how you say this, a company that owns a pair of residential subdivisions. MD2 Communities is building 177 homes in the southeastern part of the area. By approving the fee reduction, council members made it possible for builders to enjoy a $5,000 per unit reduction in cost. The development area is contained within the boundaries of South Broad and South Higuera Streets. That's the second time it's Broad Street, South Higuera, and Tank Farm Road. It is. I know it is. So anyway, whatever. Anything else, Bill? One other thing, I think. Oh, well, yeah, this story. The congressional candidate, Abel Maldonado's wife, was the driver of a Cadillac Escalade that crashed into a Honda Accord, killing a 30-year-old man. This was yesterday in a Honda Accord, and Laura Maldonado, 45, and her teenage son were headed eastbound on Fox and Canyon Road when the front of the vehicle collided with the left side of the man's Honda. California Patrol officer said it appears the man, who was driving northbound on Dominion Road, failed to yield the right-of-way. The man died at the scene. His name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. And that's what's going on right now from CalcoastNews.com and 1340 KYNS.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right, let's do a normal day, shall we? I do have a one story up, though, that I was going to play for you that had to do with a guy who was a veteran, and he saved a couple's life. And let's have it ruin my life now.
Guys, here's a gun. He's shooting at people. Stay down, and it's the best chance we have.
The second thought for Josh Nolan, protect his friends. The 31-year-old Navy veteran deployed to Iraq twice threw himself on top of his friends, newlyweds Brandon and Denise Axelrod. Dozens of bullets flew through the air. One ripped through Nolan's calf and then lodged in his arm, breaking the bone.
I just see this big hole in my leg and a big hole in my arm. And that's when Brandon is just like, man, stay down.
Nolan says he flattened himself on the theater floor with his friends beneath him, hearing the gunman walk and wait. He must survive for his two sons, he says, whose pictures he carries in his wallet, 9-year-old Eric and 7-year-old Ryan. Then the gun jammed.
If that gun had not jammed, that you'd be here?
I know I wouldn't be here. If that gun did not jam, I am full certain that I probably would not be here.
How are you feeling today?
I'm scared. You know, of course I'm glad it's over with, and yes, I am glad I am alive, and I get to see my kids. But then I also think about, you know, the other people that's not as lucky as I was. I mean, there was kids, mothers and fathers that was there, and they're dead. I'm still alive.
Amid the horror of what happened inside Theater Number 9, we're hearing an extraordinary story repeated among the survivors. The number of people who threw themselves on top of friends and family members to shield them from the flying bullets.
Brandon and Denise are two of the best people you would ever get to meet.
Is that why you jumped on top of them when those bullets started flying?
I did. I did not want to see those two go. Because they have every right to live and be happy. They just got married.
It's no longer a friendship. It's not even family. It's like something deeper.
Because this is something that will never leave.
No. His friends won't leave his side now, helping Nolan through a second surgery and physical therapy. As soon as he can, Nolan has only one thing he says he must do for his emotional recovery.
I won't go back to that theater. I won't go back into that auditorium. I want to look straight down that same seat. I want to say, I beat you. You did not take this life.
Kyung Law, CNN, Aurora, Colorado.
Big breaths. All right, other things that are going on. Well, and here's the story here that we were talking about the local park supporters feel betrayed by a money scam. Well, can you imagine these people that saved up, that don't had private donations of, you know, $250,000 to save that one park? And it's like, holy cow. All right. Now, I read this, and then I looked, and if you don't have a Tribune near you, then it's not going to do any good to try to explain this. But what they do is their new routes aim to keep ships from hitting the whales, because this whale that washed up on Point Reyes National Seashore last month had a spine and ribs severed, so likely from a cargo ship. Because they like to, because of the krill is all coming in there, you know, they got all the krills happening, and so they like to hang out off the Golden Gate Bridge, basically, is what they did. And they have a map of that here, and I don't understand this map at all. So they show these lines that are supposedly represent a new route, but I don't understand it at all. I got to tell you the truth. It looks the same as the old route, number one, and number two, it's going right through all the whales. So I have no idea. So anyway, but somehow they're going to try to, I mean, they show 0 to 75, 76 to 11. No clue. I have no idea what this map says. But they're going to try to do something to help the whales not get hit by the ships. Couldn't they have like an underwater horn? I mean, not real loud so you hurt the whales' ears. Did you see this story in the news the other day? Scientists discovered, it's totally makes them unable to be harmed by it, but whales have the ability to kind of close their ears. They've just discovered this. So the question now becomes, though, is, you know, to what extent, and they had a submarine exercise somewhere not long ago when a bunch of whales beached themselves. So they're trying to figure out exactly what to do. But as far as being hit by a ship, you'd think that there would be some kind of a little underwater sonic noise. You would think they could put in the bow of the ship so that they'd hear it. I don't know if they'd move is a problem. I don't know if they'd move. Well, it almost happened what I thought should have happened, but what happened is interesting anyway, and that's the NCAA's sanctions against Penn State. They include a 4-year postseason ban, a 4-year limit on scholarships to 15 per class, 5 years of probation, vacating of wins from 1998 to 2011, the career record of Coach Joe Paterno reflect the vacated records, waiver of transfer rules, meaning that people that want to transfer to a different school are still eligible to play and they won't have to sit out for a year. Numerous corrective measures for the university, including implementation of recommendations from the Louis Free Report, and a $60 million fine to be paid over a 5-year period beginning in 2012, an endowment for programs preventing child sexual abuse and are assisting the victims of child sexual abuse. Well, there's 10 right now that would say, could I have some dough? So anyway, it's some of the worst sanctions for a long time. But I think they were appropriate, my feeling. This is interesting how they're saying the Avengers, I forget what the Avengers did, I forget, $200 and something million, but it was 3D. Oh, here it was. The Avengers did $207 million. but it was 3D. So they're saying that The Dark Knight is the top 2D movie ever made, its biggest opening. So it did $160.9 million. Number two was Ice Age Continental Drift. Number three, The Amazing Spider-Man. Four was Ted. Five was Brave. Six, Magic Mike. Seven, Savages. Eight, Tyler Perry's Medea's Witness. Number nine was Moonrise Kingdom. And number 10, To Roam with Love. So that's what happened at the films, besides whatever else happened at the films. All right. This was Lon Allen had a cute little story today. I mean, to me it was cute. He talked about when he was at Officer's Candy School in Rhode Island and how they had to march from one place to another place. Now, can I tell you something? And they had a drill field. They had, you know, a drill field. But they... I don't think the officer candidates drilled as much as the enlisted people did. We were up at 3 o'clock in the morning with blankets over the windows drilling. Sorry. But it was a, he enjoyed it a lot. I can't say that I did. So when I hear marching music now, does it make me want to march? Uh-uh. No, it does not. I marched enough, thank you. But I'm glad that Lon likes it and he wants to march every time he hears the music. Different strokes for different folks. Okay? There's a picture of the Budweiser Clydesdales in the Tribune today, which is cool. They were at the fair yesterday. And can you imagine how much it costs to fly those guys out here? They fly them? I would imagine they fly them. Can you imagine what it costs to fly them? Anyway. Now, here's another little political note. Nipomo's Wynn won't seek re-election after more than 12 years. Mike Wynn has decided this year to be his last on the Nipomo Community Services District Board. Wynn's announcement that he would not seek re-election in November leaves a void during a critical time for the Services District Board. Well, I have to tell you, I don't know why anybody would want to be on these crazy boards myself. They just seem to spell trouble no matter which way you turn, but whatever. And then Twin Cities has named a new CEO. Mark Lisa, 51, takes the top job in Templeton, following three other executive posts in healthcare. So they got somebody new there. I've only had one operation in San Luis Obispo County, and that was at Twin Cities. You say, why, Bill? I don't know. I don't remember why. There had to be a reason, though. You'd think you'd know the reason, Venica. Well, yeah, you'd think that, but I don't. I don't know what the deal was on that whole thing. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more news and information for you.
At Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, we're all about improving your life. When you remodel your kitchen or bath, we want to make sure that you get exactly what you want. A fabulous spa-like bathroom with a walk-in shower, invigorating shower heads, and state-of-the-art faucets. Maybe your dream is a beautiful country farmhouse sink. Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the fixtures. You have the dreams.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
While back, say about 50 years, Snow Whiten at Whiten's Heating and Air Conditioning in San Luis Obispo and her friends, the Seven Little Dudes, invented the GPS. They sure did. The GPS, great personal service. Before long, everybody expected their own GPS, but it wasn't guaranteed unless they called Snow Whiten at 781-2574. To this day, when you need great personal service on your heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, or you realize you have mucked up ducts and need help with a healthy air system, call Snow Whiten at 781-2574 and she'll dispatch a Texpert, spiggity spot, or even quicker. When you needed help yesterday, Whiten's has been front and center since the early 50s, before the really cool cars, before Fidel's beard, or just about the time of I Like Ike buttons. How, you might ask curiously but politely, did Whiten's gain this stellar reputation? Hundreds of satisfied customers spread it by word of mouth, where most words come from. Keep the outside out and the inside in. Call Snow Whiten at 781-2574, and Whiten's GPS with heating, air, and refrigeration will help you live happily ever after. The end.
My name is Ivan Ells. And when I'm not singing Fire Truck, hey, I'm the host of the Treasure Ivan Radio Hour, a weekly program featuring my voluminous collection from the golden age of children's records. From Woody Guthrie to Daffy Duck, I have songs and stories that your grandmother listened to when she was a little girl, and she listened to them over and over. So tune in, and don't forget to bring the kids. I'm on 105 Saturday afternoons, and again on Sunday at 4:05 on KYNS 1340 AM.
Music of Kirk Wallen. That's what we're listening to today. You're Bill Benica, and this is 1340 KYNS, your new station, San Luis Obispo. Thanks for joining me today. Mariah Carey is going to join American Idol, and as you know, her husband is on the other show, and that's, what's his name? I just forgot his name. Hey, I forgot his name. He's on America's Got Talent. And he's the host, and I would love Nick Cannon. That's his name, Nick Cannon. That's her husband, which I just learned today, because I don't know who people are married to. No, I'm married to. That's as far as track as much track I'm keeping of anything. All right. Today at the California Mid-State Fair, let's see what's going on. 1-3 is it one? No, it's not EC. It's now you can just get in there and get for this thing right here. 1-3-5-7-30. Mutton Bustin' in the South End, 3, 5, and 7, Zoo to You, Headliner Stage, 6 p.m., Sandy's Apple Pie Contest, or Sand's Apple Pie Contest, Home Arts Building, 6:30 to 8:30, Los Lonely Boys on the Frontier Stage, and 6:30 to 8:30, Piano Madness, Mission Square. At 7:30 p.m. is Journey with Pat Benatar and Loverboy on the main grandstand stage, $35 to $65 for that. And then the Jugger has a barn dance at the Headliner Stage at 9 o'clock. There you go. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. I was just told yesterday that Chad Stevens, formerly of K-Jug fame, is now doing the news at KPRL. And Dick Mason has left back to his native Oregon. Or I guess it's a native Oregon. He went back to Oregon. So that's what's going on there. Well, things are happening. Then this is radio on the Central Coast, you know. So, kind of how it all works. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't mention this sooner. Sally Ride has passed away. She was the first woman in space for the United States. She was only 61 years old, but she had pancreatic cancer. So she died in her home in La Jolla. She later became the only person to sit on both panels investigating the catastrophic shuttle accidents that killed all of astronauts on board the Challenger explosion in 86, Columbia crash in 2003. Now, here's the really, really, really bad news today, and that is that Syria is threatening to use weapons of mass destruction, which it has, meaning chemical weapons probably, against its own civilians if anyone intervenes with what's going on in that conflict. Now, the rebels are sort of getting, starting to get an upper hand in some of these areas, and so all you can do is hope that they don't do it. Because I don't think it really has to do with if you get that desperate that you're going to even mention it, I think that it really foreign intervention is not going to be the thing that propels you forward to do it. I think you'll do it anyway. Things bad in Iraq. They had attacks raised specter of an Al-Qaeda return. More than 100 people were killed Monday in coordinated bombings and shootings in Iraq, deadliest day in more than 2 years. That's a lot of people, 100 people. Holy cow. Other things in the news. That story's just too weird. But I'll tell it to you. You want me to hear it? You want to hear it? Two die in a seaside cliff fall while fleeing Spain fire. So there was this fire in Spain. The people are in a car. The forest fire is coming at them. They say, we got to get out of the car and run. And it's all smoky and nasty, you know. They run, they run, they run, they run. And they came to a cliff. And they jumped. And father 60 died when he hit underwater rocks. The girl 15 drowned. Mother's in critical condition Monday with a back injury, and the son and other daughter were pulled from the water without suffering life-threatening injuries. Boy, just luck. I mean, just, you know, how does this work, you know? Anyway, this, how far did they say this thing was? It didn't say how high the cliff was. Doesn't matter. And it doesn't, because in this particular story, because it's an international story, we don't say what kind of car it was either, because it's not really important. Frank Pearson, the Oscar-winning screenwriter of Dog Day Afternoon and Cool Hand Luke, has passed away. Also, he was 87 years old. He was also working on TV shows. This is 87 years old. He was working on TV shows Mad Men and The Good Wife, And, of course, he came up with the famous line, what we have here is a failure to communicate. L.A. Department of Water and Power unveiled a solar plant that said can power 3,000 homes a year. So it's not like we're not doing anything to be green. And you know what they said? When you sell your home, if it's green, you can get like 17% more for it. So when pink goes on sale, you can bet what I'm going to do. Wow. Hundreds of California student assistants will lose their jobs as part of a cost-cutting deal between the state and its largest public employees union. Now, this is cracking me up here. Now, this is part of the whale problem. You think that if you think this the submarine can do this, imagine what it does to a whale. Apparently, a radio signal being transmitted out of a sub base is likely behind reports of garage doors failing to open and close in southeastern Connecticut, the U.S. Navy said. Signal is part of the Enterprise Land Mobile Radio System, which has to do with emergency responders and all that. But you know what's really weird is when Air Force Two flew into Ontario Airport years ago with the least memorable vice president we've ever had, the garage doors were going up and down in the flight path in San Bernardino and everything. Okay, I got some special stuff on there, you know what I mean? All right. Danforth Quayle. There was a thing, another thing in one of the other papers about Ringo Starr, and he's trying to put a tour together and all this kind of stuff, and talk about a guy who is just not really part of the whole thing anyway. Sorry, pal. You never were. Eddie Barker, who aired the first report of President John F. Kennedy's death, an assassin's bullet, died Monday at Dallas nursing home. He's 84. A lot of people dying. Utilities and resistant stalling gas valves. Here's a story you didn't want to hear about. Since 1960s, 270 incidents that led to injuries and deaths could have been prevented, according to the Associated Press, and that's because they can put valves on a house for $10 to $15, on a business for $200 to $300, that can prevent some gas fires. But they didn't do it. So, what is it? Have you seen those ads for the new head of PG&E that says, well, you know, I came to this company, I found a company that lost its way. I don't know what he's going to do to help it find its way back. How can you tell when something's lost its way? It found smart meters, and I noticed that my bill is higher every single month with a smart meter than it ever was before. Why is that? Hard to say, huh? Every single month, so we had a smart meter. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into two popular Chrysler vehicles, the 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee SUV and the 2009 2010 model year Ram 1500 pickups. Regulators agency said Monday has received 12 complaints about the rear wheels locking up on Ram 1500 pickup trucks. The Grand Cherokee and NHTSA said power steering fluid can leak and catch fire when it drips on hot surfaces. Is it above a hot surface? Otherwise, what hot service would it be? Wait, speaking of a hot service, let me get you the story here. I gotta get you the story right here, because this is kind of like too weird for words. All right, let's get this thing going on. As a guy, you know, people make bets, you know, in bars and whatnot when they've been drinking and everything, but sometimes it's a really, really bad idea. They can come up with a really bad bet. So this guy did.
You know, everybody's seen.
If you had a dollar for every dollar car insurance companies say they'll save you by switching, you'd have, like, a ton of dollars. But how are they saving you those dollars? A lot of companies might answer, or no comment. Then there's Esurance. Born online, raised by technology, and majors in efficiency. So whatever they save, you save. Hassle, time, paperwork, hair tearing out, and yes, especially dollars. Esurance. Insurance for the modern world. Click or call.
36-year-old William Bonner is getting himself ready to prove his friends wrong. It takes two attempts and then success? After being doused with rum, Bacardi 151 to be exact, his head goes up in flames.
You know, I've seen people do a lot of crazy things when they're under the influence of alcohol. I've never seen them set their head on fire before.
Lieutenant Blaze Dresser says the Richmond County Sheriff's Office was originally called to investigate this case because Bonner's friend filed a report saying he had gotten into a fight at Alley Cat's Bar Thursday night, and that's when the perpetrator set his head on fire trying to hurt him.
So that wasn't the case at all?
It wasn't the case at all.
I actually thought that it's just this man has gone wild.
Alley Cat's manager Keith Bussey says he's never seen anything like it. He knew he had to have some rules posted outside his business. He never thought do not set self on fire needed to be one of them.
They call him Ghost Rider in here from the movie, and that's exactly what it looked like.
If you go on YouTube, you can pull up hundreds of videos where people deliberately light themselves up. But Lieutenant Dresser doesn't think Bonner was trying to get his 15 seconds of fame.
The man who was set on fire bet his friends that he was drinking with that he could set his face on fire. And obviously no one believed him, and he proved him wrong.
As an investigator and a bar manager, both men say they've seen crazy things over the years, but this now tops their list.
Dude, do not have your friend pour alcohol on your head and your other friend light it to think it's cool in front of women.
Hey, what do I know? Hey, what do I know? I don't know anything about that. We have a story about Sally Ride.
There. What do you think is the most vivid memory from that moment?
Well, without a doubt, the most vivid memory is the moment that the engines light and then the solid rockets light. You know, there is just nothing like it. I've been trying for 25 years to come up with the words to describe it, and I just haven't been able to. It's, tons and tons of rocket fuel exploding underneath you, and that's what it feels like.
I don't think you could ever top that kind of adrenaline rush.
I don't think so. I'm not sure I'd want to, frankly. That was exhilarating enough for me, and it was absolutely spectacular.
Was it spiritual as you kissed the heavens?
You know, what was absolutely amazing to me was the feeling I had looking back at Earth. The perspective that view gives you on your planet is just, you know, you can't get it just standing on the ground with your feet firmly planted on Earth. You can only get it from space, and it's remarkable how beautiful our planet is and how fragile it looks.
Did you think at that moment, wow, I am making history?
You know, I thought at that moment, wow, I get to do this. but then after I got back and the enormity of it hit me, I realized that I was making history, that I had made history, and that's made the whole thing very special for me.
Well, Sally, you were going to be a tennis pro. How did you make the switch to, I think I'll be an astronaut?
Well, I think maybe that switch was made for me by my forehand. it wasn't my better stroke. So I think I probably made the wise decision. But I was a very avid competitive tennis player when I was growing up and on into college.
And so what made you decide to be an astronaut? I was reading that you were reading through the paper and you saw some type of advert. I mean, there's all kinds of urban myths out there. What really happened?
Well, this one is kind of amazing. I was a physics major. In fact, I was in grad school just a couple of months away from getting my PhD in physics at Stanford. And I was literally sitting in the Stanford student cafeteria on Tuesday morning at 8 in the morning reading the Stanford student newspaper. And I saw in the lower right-hand corner of page 3 an ad that NASA had put into the Stanford student newspaper and newspapers around the country saying that they were looking for astronauts. So I guess I got this job by applying to an ad.
Wow. And I know Billie Jean King, through tennis, has been one of your best friends, still is. She was an incredible inspiration to you, a mentor. How did she play into your life when you left tennis and went the NASA route?
She was an inspiration to me while I was growing up just because she was the best tennis player around. And so as a tennis player, I always looked up to her. And then I began to appreciate her impact more and more. You know, she was really a driving force behind Title IX, which, of course, was critical to student athletes and also to women in general. And I think that, frankly, we've all benefited from that. We kept in touch just very sporadically. She came to one of my launches, and then she and I were in touch after the flight. She actually helped me understand how to navigate the world of of the public, the press, the attention, and I had plenty of that and needed all the help I could get after that first flight.
The late Sally Ride, a very interesting interview. You're with Bill, and here's there was a fascinating story, I thought, in the news, and it had to do with Apple's phantom taxes. And basically what it's saying is this. You've heard of people that have overseas investment, you know, they have their bank in overseas banks, Cayman Islands and whatnot. You've heard of that. Well, the corporations in America do the same thing. They have, you know, worldwide business, and instead of bringing all the money back here, they leave a lot of it out there. Now, how much out there money is for Apple? $74 billion. $74 billion. So if they brought it here, they brought it home, they'd have to pay tax on it. If they leave it there, they pay a lot less. So they just say, okay, we'll keep it wherever it is. Here's a cute little expression. It's known as the double Irish with a Dutch sandwich. This is a banking term. And that's where you routes profits through Irish and Dutch subsidiaries and then to the Caribbean. So that's what happened right there with the Dutch sandwich. Anyway, so it's very interesting. Now, one of the things it's saying is that if tax rates change for corporations and things get better, they could possibly bring some of that money back to the tune of about $9 billion of the 74, $9.8 billion. And that would make stockholders pretty darn happy, I'll tell you. But anyway, but at this moment, they're not doing that. Minimum wage spurs protests. State workers push to raise federal limit to $9.80 from $7.25. Of course, the interesting thing, too, that you always have to remember is if you raise the minimum wage, then everything else is going to go up in price. So I don't know if you've ever come out ahead if you're making minimum wage. I don't know if it's possible. Other things that are going on today. Oh, I wanted to tell you about. This is interesting, too. Tens of thousands of California homeowners are seeing the downsides of the recovering real estate market, unexpected jumps in their property tax bills. We passed a Measure 8, not the Measure 8 we recently passed about gay marriage. We passed the Prop 8 when Prop 13 passed. I was out of the state at the time. I was doing radio in Washington. So anyway, but what happened when they passed Prop 8 is that allows assessors to temporarily reduce property assessments when real estate values go down, but allows an increase of greater than 2% when values go back up. So there you are. So if you've had your house reappraised, and a lot of people did during this hard recession, well, you know, when it goes back up, they can knock it up more than 2%. I know that's news you didn't want to hear, but somebody's got to deliver. Somebody has to be the messenger, good or bad. Somebody has to do it. Dodgers beat the Cardinals 5-3 yesterday, and we're really glad about that. Officials say Israeli and Iranian athletes will compete against each other. Saying, you know, we have the spirit of the Olympics and the spirit of sportsmanship and all that spirity stuff that they talk about. At one point, that really didn't work, if you remember. So we'll hope that spirity stuff does work. Now, I was watching the British Open. I watched the final round of the British Open. I could not believe it. And what a shame. I mean, I feel really bad for the guy. Here you had Adam Scott was, I forget, it was a, he was like, let me see if I can remember. He had a 4-shot lead with 4 holes to play, and he lost to Ernie Els because he missed a putt. And so I was curious as to what you get paid when this happens. And Tiger Woods was doing okay, and then he had a terrible last round, and he fell to 4th. I don't know why I didn't look up Snedeker, but I didn't. So I looked up the number. First place was $1.45 million for Ernie Els. Second place was Adam Scott, was $800 million, and Tiger Woods, $400 million. Not a bad payday for coming in 4th, is it? $400 million. Okay with that. And they said that they for the tickets for the Olympics, they've tried to keep it simple. If you have a front row seat, it's $2,012. See, 2012. If you have a front row seat, it's $2,012. If you have a if you want another seat, it'll be $212. If you're back in the, you know, if you're in the back where you can't see anything anyway. All right. I, for the life of me, I'm going to tell you honestly, it must be here. I just don't know why I can't find it. It has to be here. but they had the article covering the triathlon that just took place on Sunday. I found where the girl who won, but I can't find the guy who won. They've told me the guy who came in second. They told me about a guy who came in, you know, first 10 years ago. So, boy, I have no idea. I have no idea. Is it Van McCarty? He says an alarming event nearly marred the early portion of the staggered swim where a participant had to be removed from the water by lifeguards and rushed to a hospital. It was described an older man whose name was not revealed by event organizers laying motionless on the deck for more than 10 minutes while lifeguard and emergency personnel used the defibrillator and emergency breathing to revive him. So this is the only other guy's name I see up here. It says San Luis Obispo resident Van McCarty continued his pursuit of dominance. So does that mean that he dominated? I can't find him. I'm telling you the honest truth. No, here it is. He crossed the finish line with the second fastest of the day. So I don't understand this whole thing. How come they're not telling me who won the thing? And they keep mentioning McCarty's name all through this thing. Oh, wait, I found it. Isn't that weird? That's so weird. The fastest time was James Calder of Arroyo Grande, who did it in 1 hour, 11 minutes, and 22 seconds. So the thing I've always thought was sort of interesting is that why do they swim first? What it makes kind of sense to swim last so you kind of cool off and all that and you're not riding a bicycle and they're kind of all wet and weird? That's my opinion of it. But then again, I'm not really doing triathlons that much. So it doesn't really matter, does it? Just thinking of the comfort of others. That's what I was doing. Okay. Wiggins won the bicycle race, the Tour de France. And then we'll test him for drugs and find out if Bradley Wiggins, you know, did it right and all that. We'll see. Now, San Luis Blues. Come cheer on the Blues in their series against Team Vegas on July 24th and 26th. Here's what's going on. Plus, they have fireworks. I think it's, is it this weekend? What's today? Today's the 24th? 28th. 20th, Saturday? 28th. They're going to have fireworks. And they're trying to raise enough money to go to and play this tournament. So they need some dough. So go to the ball game. It's fun to go. It's a good time is had by all. All right. In a world that never rests, things continue to happen. I've never heard of this before, so I want to share it with you right here. There was three people charged with altering a creek. You ever heard of that? Men allegedly also damaged habitat with pond and bridges on San Simeon Tributary. Three men accused of illegally altering a tributary on San Simeon Creek are due in San Luis Obispo County Court. The men altered the Van Gordon Creek, allegedly creating a large pool, building bridges, and otherwise damaging the fragile habitat without a permit. You can't do that. They did it. So they want to have a swimming hole or something. Anyway, they goofed up the habitat. You can't goof up the habitat. And then you probably heard that in China they had just terrible floods. They had the 50,000 had been forced to flee. The last I heard it killed 10, but it's probably worse now. The worst downpour since 1951 hits Beijing, which is ill-equipped to handle such heavy precipitation. So that's just kind of craziness. We're back again to this weather stuff that we're having, you know, that I know isn't global warming. It's whatever else it is. Okay. Did you see the size of the iceberg that calved off that glacier in Antarctica? It's twice the size of Manhattan. Wait till that gets in the shipping lanes. At least you'll be able to see it. It won't be like the Titanic where you couldn't see it. It's like sailing into a city, I guess. All right, that's what it is. It is sailing into a city. We are going to do CBS News, find out what's going on all over the world from them. And then you and I will come back for another hour of Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNN. Oh. It is about 12 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. The Bill Benneke Talk is Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. Our temperatures are fairly mild again today. And looks like in the foreseeable week, although in the North County it's hot enough to be a real problem at the fair. They sell a lot of water. What, they just, they still get $1, $2. $2 I think for water, wasn't it?
Okay.
Go see Tommy and Gretchen over there at the Crush Grape and have yourself a little vino, a little beer. All right, other thing. Where was the thing I wanted to tell you about? Oh, this is from yesterday. You know, we talked about this yesterday when Mike was here, and they have an article about it today. And it says, in the wake of a tragedy such as the movie theater shooting in Colorado, those who live wonder why they survived and others didn't. I'm a little surprised at this statement this woman's made. Jennifer Seeger, another witness, said, I heard that a six-year-old was shot, and I was just thinking the entire time, you know, how come I got so lucky? I'm 22 years old. I've lived my life as far as that goes. I would love to take a bullet for that six-year-old girl to live their life. I think that's an thinking about something later on. Anyway, when a person survives a traumatic incident, which is often where others died, especially loved ones, it's common to feel guilty for living. Survivor guilt can be an immediate response to a tragedy, and the extent of the feelings depends on the individual, said Russell Jones, a psychologist at Virginia Tech, who helped counsel victims at the school after a shooting rampage in 2007. It's important to understand what the survivor guilt means for the person, said Melissa Beiner, director of Terrorism and Disaster Programs at the UCLA Neuropsychiatric Institute in L.A. A lot of times, she said, it's an expression of grief and loss. For some people, survivor guilt is just part of a working through complex feelings after experiencing a traumatic event involving death and a way of mourning, but it may become all-consuming and impede functionality. So it goes on. But it was just something we mentioned yesterday, so I thought I'd share that with you. I have now. We did good. We voted voting this time. Voter turnout for June primary was higher than most of the state, with 48.59%. Almost half the people that could vote voted. That's amazing. You have to admit, almost half the people that could vote voted. Hey, that's a step forward. There's no question about it. Says U.S. poverty is on track to top 1960s levels, which is not something that anybody feels good about. It's an interesting thing too. I get emails from different factions, I'll call it, of the political spectrum, and so somebody was talking about the fact that there are more. They in part of one of these things, it said there are more people on food stamps. What's it called? CalFresh or whatever. There's more people on food stamps than at any other time since the 60s. Well, we've had more people out of work than any other time since the 60s. So it sort of makes sense. To me. When people aren't work, and people are also very underemployed these days also. There's a lot of that going around. And there's been a lot of that going around San Luis Obispo County since I moved here many years ago. Yeah. Now, here's a weird, I could bring the story up here. This is a weird deal. Katherine Jackson was missing. This is Michael Jackson's mom. And so they didn't know where she was. Well, she went to Tennessee or something. And then the thing that was weird about that is that she was having a fight with Tito or one of them. Where is this darn thing? The people aren't sure what's going on. But it involves the kids, which is really a shame. But somehow it involves the kids. And so people are, wondering what the heck's going on here. Let me see if I can find the story for you. It's right here somewhere. It's just got to be right here somewhere. Here, right here. This is a video shows Jackson's family confrontation. Says the requested video is not available. Now it says optimizing video. Nope, that's not it right there. Okay, the requested video is not available. So anyway, that's what I can tell you. So there was some kind of personal family confrontation, and so something went wrong with the whole thing. All right. Well, here it is right here. wanted musicians for a touring rock band. Minimum 25 years professional experience. Ideal candidate has at least two top 40 hits, maximum four from the 1960s or 70s. 80s may be acceptable. Play one or more instruments, not drums. Compensation to be determined. Fringe benefits, playing with a Beatle. So this is Ringo Starr. And as I said, I think Ringo is fairly irrelevant in the music world right now, so I'm not sure why anyone would sign up. The Zaxter accepted an award for a choice movie actor Sunday at the Teen Choice Awards. Efron won for his role in the movie The Lucky One. So the Zaxter did it again. These young girls like the Zaxter, I'm telling you. Twilight, as bright as ever, Teen pushed the film series all-time total of 41 trophies in its annual showcase, so everybody loved those. Other multiple winners included The Hunger Games, Emma Stone, one director, The Vampire Diaries, Justin Bieber, and Taylor Swift, who picked up the 20th trophy. Taylor Swift, her 20th trophy, and most ever won by a female artist. Wow. Good for them. And then they have a picture here of people with the funny horns up in Switzerland. You know, those big funny mountain horns, they call them, I think. Alphorn. It's called an Alphorn. That's what it's called, an Alphorn. They're secreting into them. God, all right, other things. Anything's going to happen. What's wrong with this thing? Hey, Bill, can you operate a newspaper? I used to be able to, but then, you know, every now and then I get a hold of one that just doesn't seem to want to open for me, and I don't know why. Okay, well, you're having a good time today. Oh, I am. There's no question about it. I'm having a great time. Okay, Bill. As long as everything's working for you. All right. There was nothing in there. There was, letters. I haven't read a lot of letters lately I want to share. So it's just the way it is. I can't explain it. I just haven't read a lot of letters I want to share. Mostly people are always ticked off at somebody else that wrote a letter. It's kind of weird. All right. More things going on. This was one of the strangest tales I've ever heard. And this is some leftover stuff. Women may deport herself over a policy. She meets all but one criteria of Obama's rule to stop deportation. She didn't enter illegally. So here's the story about the woman that owned a restaurant and stuff and has lived here for years and years, and she was here since she was a little girl, and she's from Britain. Anyway, but she could actually have to be sent home because she doesn't fall under the criteria that the president has established for people to stay on work visas because she was here illegally. How weird is this? But anyway, after you're 25 years old, I guess, your time runs out and you have to go home. So even though her parents brought her here when she was like 4 years old, and they've lived here the whole time, she has to go back. So it sounds like it's not going to be an easy matter to get somebody to change how this is going. That's the impression I get. She's going to end up back in England. Her whole family's here, but she's going to end up back in Britain with maybe some relatives or something. It was a strange tale. It surely was. Her name is Lauren Gray. That was a really strange story. And as you may have heard, the troops are okay to wear military dress in the first ever gay parade in San Diego. First time ever they were allowed to do it at the gay parade in San Diego. Dozens of soldiers and sailors and Marines marched alongside an old army truck decorated with the Freedom to Serve banner. So Commander Kent Blade, who will retire in the fall after 26 years in the Navy, said being able to march in uniform was a perfect culmination of his career. So it's very interesting. So here's a guy. Here's a lieutenant right here, young lieutenant. And, some other sailors and stuff. So in case you wondered when you were in the service, was there anybody gay? In case you wondered. Do you think? Here we have rolling out the red carpet for celebrities at the Olympics. So all kinds of people are going to show up. Brad and Angelina and Nicole Kidman will be rubbing shoulders with important people. Victoria and Albert. Forget I said that. Christopher Lee, Bob Geldorf are expected to attend. Actress Helen Mirren and Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, are all those recorded goodbye video that will be played on screens as fans leave the venues at the end of each sports session. Well, that's kind of interesting, because it's really kind of hard to afford too many of them. For a lot of people, you know, not everybody, but for a lot of people. So that's it there. Willard Scott was offered counseling. Remember, he lost his job because he was flying solo at a porno theater. Anyhow, which is really weird, because you would think that if you wanted to look at pornography, why didn't anybody go to these? I'm still guessing that this was a single individual thing, because otherwise I'm sure he would have been arrested and not been given a chance to go through some kind of counseling. It's a diversion program that includes sessions on decision-making and sex-related crimes. Which you would think that an adult man would probably know about. But anyway, so the whole... I'm not going to try to suppose anything more about that whole thing. That's it right there. I'm done supposing. I can't do it. Jerry Brown set to reignite the state's water wars when he announces a long-awaited announcement this week about plans to build a massive twin tunnel system to carry water from the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta to farmland and cities. But they're saying, of course, the problem of that is now you're going to screw up the Delta. Something's going to be better off somewhere else, but it's going to be worse off in the Delta. So it's a big, huge thing. It's been this way forever. And an envelope containing white powder turned up at a San Francisco police station. The sixth such package delivered to Bay Area police stations this week. It turned out the powder wasn't harmful in any way. So then you ask yourself, is it somebody that just says, see, I can do this? I could have got you? Another person with a brain that's all screwed up is what I'm guessing. Police link suspects in homeless attacks in Los Angeles to stabbings in Santa Barbara. They left behind the rambling death warrants. The man who authorities suspected stabbed three L.A. transients. So anyway, they got the guy in Santa Barbara. Now this is PG. Okay, this is definitely PG. I'm gonna share this with you. So I want you to know before I tell you the story. It's like so amazingly strange that this person would have done this. Again, you're talking about an adult and having some sense, you know, using being sensible. They now. I don't think it's necessary, in my opinion. I don't think it's necessary at all. Give the high school kids driver's ed back, and forget this other stuff. But they now have sex education, I guess. Okay. So here, in a Nashville, Tennessee high school classroom, about a dozen students watched as a woman from an AIDS prevention group demonstrated how to apply a condom using only her mouth. So they've had to pass rules and laws and all that kind of stuff, and they're going on. It says here, are you ready? The Tennessee law bans teachers and outside speakers from promoting or demonstrating gateway activity. See, it would lead to sex, gateway activity, which it does. The term is defined as actively engaging in things that involve the groin, upper thighs, buttocks, breasts, and genitalia. So there you are. So that's the new law there in Tennessee. Can't have any of that stuff. I even though she did it a strange way in its own way. The condom thing. I think a boy, when he becomes old enough to decide that he needs to use a condom, will just sort of get it. You know, there's only one way to use it. So I understand why we have to have a one. But okay. I think driver's ed would be more beneficial. Here's a guy, you know, you never think about this until you just think about it, and then they have an article about it, but here's a guy that looks like Mitt Romney, and he's actually, of course, hoping that Mitt Romney will become the president of the United States because he can do lookalike stuff on, you know, they'll be on shows or whatever they do. I don't know what happens with him. But anyway, so he said, if Romney were more flamboyant, impersonating him might be easier, this guy Mike Colt said. He said, but the man he is trying to mimic is like a Ken doll with a string. I didn't say it. He did. All right. Fine. They haven't turned. Nobody's. I don't remember seeing anybody that's turned up that looks like Barack Obama in his 4 years. I've never seen a Barack Obama impersonator, but maybe I just haven't seen one. Maybe they're out there, but I don't see them. It's possible. It's possible. I feel this angers me beyond what I can tell you. An Air Force instructor was sentenced to 20 years in prison Saturday after being convicted of rape and sexual assault in a sweeping sex scandal that rocked one of the nation's busiest military training centers, this at Lackland Air Force Base. I can't tell you how absolutely terrible it has to be a young woman and you go in the service and you're excited about being in the service, you know, you're excited about serving your country and you're looking forward to, you know, this whole thing unfolding before you, and then someone does this to you. It's unthinkable to me. I don't understand where men in uniform or any place could just say, well, I can just take, well, no, this is worse, because this is like, this is not only like taking advantage of a situation in one way, it's like bringing the sheep to the wolf, if you know what I mean. So it's just, it's all wrong. Drew Peterson heads the trial on third wife's death, and this guy's a character, as you well know. Authorities investigated this appearance in 2007, wondering if Peterson might have been involved with the earlier drowning death of his third wife, but that didn't seem to fit. He joked that he's kind of a fool, is what he is, and so he's been out of the limelight for a while. You know, he has been making a fool out of himself and joking around about these things for the last couple of years. So they're hoping that that will help in the trial and when he's tried. And, you know, it struck me very interesting that his name is Drew Peterson. And, come on, Bill, find it. I apologize. Stacy, that's her name, Stacy. So here's name Drew Peterson. Here we have the thing in local, the people that were local, Scott Peterson, and his wife's name was Lacey. Stay away from the Petersons. Just kind of odd, I thought. Well, it says, now, remember I told you this thing that Syria put out this warning that said if anybody gets involved, you know, they're going to use chemical weapons. At least that's the tone of it. And then here they had the headline in the paper the other day that says U.S. switches focus to toppling regime. So I'm not sure what that means. I read it, but it means like we're thinking that this is going to happen, you know. And then how do you prepare for that? And how does anyone prepare for, can you be embraced by the rebels? And in such a way that you can, this whole thing about the nuclear, the chemical weapons and everything, they have biological weapons. The biggest fear they have is that those things will fall in the wrong hands very fast, and it would be a disaster. There's no question about it. It would be a really bad thing. So that's what everybody's worried about, and trying to say, okay, how can we prevent that from happening?
Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay Embarcadero has been totally remodeled. There's a new look throughout the restaurant, including a great bar area with plenty of room for you to hang. What I like the best is what the Dutchman's new farm-to-table chef has created, a new menu that features fresh seafood. It starts with hand-selected fish delivered right to our dock and served within hours of being pulled from the ocean. It's the only way to eat. At Dutchman's Seafood House, you'll enjoy waterfront dining, creative cocktails, a nice selection of reasonably priced wines, and a tempting variety of entrees featuring seafood, poultry, beef, salads, and award-winning clam chowder that's guaranteed to satisfy your hunger. When you walk in the Dutchman, you'll find an inviting bar where weekdays we offer special happy hour pricing from 3 to 6. Formerly known as the Flying Dutchman, you'll find the newly remodeled Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay waterfront near Pacific Street at 701 Embarcadero.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's line of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded, out of the park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
Lenny's been pretty upset with the Dodgers this year, and he's thinking about switching teams. Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive with Lenny and Gertie, the diagnostic duo. If your car is reaching the end of its career and you're thinking of switching to a newer model, give us a call at Morin Brothers before you buy, especially if you're looking for a used car. We can recommend the right car for you and check out a used car before you buy. If you're going to pick a losing team, you want to pick one you love.
Call Morin Brothers Automotive at 541-2407. Look for the building with the green metal wolf.
Thank you.
Well, we're starting to get some Olympic stuff.
For the players of the top-ranked women's soccer team in the world, they want nothing less than gold.
Everybody wants to cheer for a champion.
Abby Wambach is the second leading scorer in U.S. women's soccer history.
Americans appreciate winners, and we want to go out and do whatever we can to bring back gold for our country.
The U.S. women's team captured gold in 2004 and 2008. The current squad of 18 women includes many veterans, but also some fast-rising stars. One of the brightest is 23-year-old forward Alex Morgan. Her speed and skill have led to some stunning goals.
I've watched the Olympics since I was a little girl, so it's amazing that I'm actually able to represent my country.
Another force on the team, Hope Solo, who fought her way back from a serious shoulder injury, and she's regained her standing as one of the world's best goalies. The team's coach, Swedish-born Pia Sundhage, said the group doesn't require much motivation.
Because of their experience and they've been so successful, it is contagious. So if you have good players out there and young players coming in, they make sure the quality is high every time.
The team shot to international stardom with an epic victory in the 1999 World Cup. And the last holdover from that legendary team is 37-year-old Christy Rampone, the current U.S. captain. Now married and a mother, she's still determined to pass on a winning tradition.
Coming home with a gold medal would be absolutely amazing, but I think another goal for us would be playing great soccer, building on what we've already started.
This tight-knit group has been together through big wins and tough defeats, most recently in last year's World Cup, losing to Japan on penalty kicks. But such is the nature of penalties, the players say, which can be a harrowing test of nerves.
I mean, you look at the goal, it looks huge, right? And so you're like, how does everybody miss? But it's the pressure. I mean, we had, you know, 30, 40,000 people watching it. You feel the pressure of your teammates. You know, you want to do well for them, and it comes down to one kick.
No matter who the U.S. women face in London, these players promise their competitive fire.
There's never a time where I'm worried about another team. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best.
We've been together a lot this year, been training together. We're all really excited to get the game started.
Kira Phillips, CNN.
Now, there's another woman we should probably get to know here because this is a whole new ball game as far as this goes. It's not even a ball game, as a matter of fact. That's not what I want. I don't want that one. I want this one. Can I have this one? Thank you. Thank you. And first.
When you beat somebody in the ring, you're not just beating them up or something. You're like beating the entire symbolism of them. You're beating who they are.
Marlena Sparza's early mornings always start with math. How much to eat? How far to run? How many pounds, sprints, crunches? How many endless hours of training will it take to win?
Why are you here every day?
I want to win. This is my life and this is what I do. Like, and I can honestly say, like, this is who I am. Like, right here, you're with it, you see it, this is what I do.
Sparza trains in a gym along a lonely stretch of Houston's I-10. Coach Rudy Silva took charge of her life when she was just 12. She's now 22.
She allowed to have a boyfriend?
No.
She allowed to party on the weekends?
No.
She allowed to take a few days off and just not train when she's worn out?
No.
That's a lot of no's.
Yes.
Marlene Sparza! Sparza won the first of seven national championships by age 16. She dreamed of fighting at the Olympics, even though boxing was the only sport that didn't allow women.
The Olympics is a goal, big goal. Yeah, it's huge. It's probably, I honestly, truly feel like if I go to the Olympics and medal, that I could probably be totally happy for the rest of my life. Yeah, like completely happy.
Now the Olympic glass ceiling has been shattered. Women will be boxing at the London Games for the first time in history.
That's right.
Sponsors have lined up behind Marlene. Nike, CoverGirl, Coca-Cola. and her community is excited to have a Latina star.
The Mexicans are totally going to love it. They're going to freak when it happens.
You're really cool.
Thank you.
Esparza was the first American female boxer to qualify for the Games. Her dream of going to the Olympics is now just around the corner.
I think, like, the atmosphere and the energy is just going to be, like, something I've never felt. And I think that's one of the main things that I'm kind of looking forward to. I think that's really going to put me over the top and ready to compete.
There you are. So there she goes. First female boxer. Have fun. For her. Not for the person standing in front of her, perhaps. It's the way that works out. All right. Things. Performing Arts Center is going to make over, which is kind of cool. They're going to get new seats and a new sound system, and they're just going to jazz that thing up. The problem is what the audience hears is what the musicians don't hear, a guy said, explaining the Harmon Hall's high ceilings have a tendency to swallow up sound, preventing performers from hearing one another. So they're going to be doing stuff with new technology and all kinds of cool stuff. An array of speakers and microphones similar to the ones installed at Cuesta College's Cultural and Performing Arts Center should remedy that situation, he said, while enhancing the experience for audience members seated closest to the stage. And they do it at PCPA. They got the little microphones, you know, everybody has a little microphone, so everybody can hear what's going on. And it's kind of, it's technology, it's an advancement in technology that's really quite cool, I think. I haven't heard the organ yet. I just haven't had, the days that they have those recitals and whatnot, I haven't had a chance to go. I want to hear the organ. And I saw that Paula Poundstone, there was an ad, was going to be at, not the Performing Arts Center, the Spanos Theater in August sometime. In case you like Paula Poundstone, or you may not. Just depends on how you feel about it. Air Board are poised to approve a budget of $655,000 increase in the next year, so it would be $4.4 million. And, of course, there's a lot of criticism about Larry Allen's salary and about everybody else's salary and wages and benefits of 23.54, can I do that again? Wages and salaries and benefits, wages and benefits of 23.5 employees account for 71% of the district's budget. Now, I don't, here's the thing, I mean, to be very honest, I don't know if that's bad or good. It sounds bad, you know, if you were a company, you'd say that sounds pretty bad. But, you know, if you're, I don't know what other departments spend on their salaries and benefits and stuff. I have no idea. I should, though. But I don't. Oh, don't forget today, today and tomorrow, the county's testing the early warning system. So if you hear a siren, assume there's nothing wrong. Unless someone tells you otherwise. They're going to test the sirens. They are not the original sirens either, I noticed, when they had a picture of one on the news. They've been replaced. I don't know if they're brand new, and that's why they're testing them, or they're just testing. But they're different than the ones that were originally put in. All right. 13 now before 2 o'clock on a Tuesday with Bill. And the sun shining brightly. And John Lindsay tells you why, too. Low pressure creates pleasant, fair weather. That's right, right there. Fair mean F-A-R, F-A-I-R, not mid-state fair. Does he mean fair? Does he mean fair weather? Should it be capitalized? Yeah. It says low pressure creates pleasant, fair weather. I didn't read it before. I'll confess, I didn't read it this time. All right. Other things I did read, though, here's the deal right here. Green adds value to California homes. You think I'm kidding you? I'm telling you the truth right here. California homeowners who did insulation upgrades to more efficient water heaters and make other energy and water-saving improvements could add as much as 12% up to their value of their business. I said 14, I'm sorry. 12%. And that's by showing that you did something good. I'm trying to think if I've done anything. I don't think I've done anything good. I haven't done anything bad, though. On the bright side, I haven't done anything bad. Well, that's not true. I put all my, you know, compact fluorescents and all that stuff in like you're supposed to. I've done good. Here's some of these unusual stories right here. Two Northern California Native American tribes are protesting a decision by state officials to postpone the relicensing process for four hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River. The Hoopa and... I've never heard of these people. The Hoopa and Resegi I don't know. R-E-S-I-G-H-I-N-I. Zigny? Tribes are upset over Tuesday's unanimous vote by the State Water Resources Control Board to put the process on hold for another year. The Eureka Times Standard reported Friday that tribes want the dams to undergo a Clean Water Act certification process so their owner, Portland-based Utility Pacific Corp, will be forced to remove toxic algae. Okay. You know, they had a story, and I don't know, I'm not sure where I saw it, and I don't know what paper it was, I forget. But here was the story. They're going to have a new, there's going to be a new wine tasting room that's going to be in Cambria. And I was going to look this up on the computer and haven't got to it yet, I apologize. And that's, I don't know how, what's the distance the inland that the Coastal Commission has some influence? Because they said this is a mile from the high school, mile, you know, east of the high school. Well, the high school is a mile east of, you know, East Village. East Village is certainly a mile east of West Village. So you got 3 miles there, at least. I'm not sure why the Coast Commission would have anything to say about a wine reopening up that far inland. Like maybe, what are they, that's the rule, 5 miles, 3 miles, four, I don't know, 3 miles, maybe 4 miles, I don't know. But I thought it was kind of weird to tell you the truth. Sorry, I thought it was kind of weird. I wanted to do this story just because Steve Carell's a funny guy, and I thought we'd share one more thing here from CNN today.
We used to find time to share in the joy of everyday moments. But these days, while we're more plugged in, we somehow seem to be less connected. It's not technology's fault, just how we've chosen to use it. It's time to speak our minds and share our hearts, voices, gestures, and expressions. It's time to talk human again. It's time for Skype.
I go to the mall and nobody cares at all. I don't think the media is at all interested in me picking up my dry cleaning. I just don't think they care. Hi, I'm Steve Carell.
And I'm Keira Knightley. And we are answering your iReport questions.
This is from Andy.
In The 40-Year-Old Virgin, you played a grown man named Andy, who still obsesses over action figures. Are there any life lessons that you learned while making this movie that might be helpful to other people?
Okay, so basically what I'm getting from that is that you are my character in 40-Year-Old Virgin, and you need advice. First thing you need to do is trash all the toys, all the man toys, and start getting out there and enjoying your life. Life goes by very quickly.
Yes.
And you have to grab it. You have to embrace it. I'm not judging you, but I'm just saying.
I think you're being very judgmental
I'm
about
being
the
very,
action.
I am. And about your shirt. I'm
and
judging.
About, I like the Hawaiian shirt. I think the Hawaiian shirt's a good look.
If you could have it your way as part of a role in a motion picture, and you could leave a lasting legacy to help shape this generation and the future, what would that be?
Well, what is it? What's it going to be?
What's it going to be?
How are you?
How am I going to shape the world?
Shape. What's your legacy?
I don't know, Corey. I think I've always tried to make pieces of work that I find really interesting. Not necessarily characters to look up to always, but always characters who I try and empathize with and who I want to see the world through their eyes. If you can produce a character or a story that actually makes people think about things in a slightly different way, or makes them look at their own lives or a situation and kind of question that and possibly have a little bit more empathy for others, then I think that that's a really positive thing.
It's really nice.
Is that right? Was that all right?
That was awesome.
In Little Miss Sunshine, we got to see you take on a more dramatic role, but we haven't really seen you return to that genre since then. So I was just curious if we're going to get to see Steve Carell take on another non-comedic role anytime in the near future.
Yes, actually, this movie is a little on the darker side. It's comedic without acknowledging its comedic nature, I guess. I mean, the overall tone of the movie is comedic and dramatic. So, yes, to answer your question, I'm going to try some stuff that's not so comedic, because you're getting sick of that.
Keira Knightley and Steve Carell. Okay, you know, I just found out again. I don't know where I've been. I've been on the moon or something. I don't get myself. But here's the deal. I didn't know Guy Pearce was English because I hadn't seen him in anything that he'd played anything other than that. An American. You know who I just found out also has an English accent? And you're going to say, Bill, you didn't know that? I didn't know it. I don't. I've never seen this man except in movies where he has an American accent, and it's Gary Oldman. It could have knocked me over with a feather when I hear the guy speaking with the English accent. I'm going, what is that? I thought he was kind of pulling somebody's leg. But that's how he talks. That's because that's where he's from. It's like, okay. I think Guy Pearce is the right name I'm looking for. But anyway. So I got to pay more attention to these things. With the best TV, fastest internet, and reliable phone, the Charter Triple Play gives you the best of Charter at the best price. You can get over 100 HD channels, use Apple and Android apps to view TV content on your devices anywhere with a Wi-Fi connection. Charter has over 10,000 videos on demand titles and many in 3D. Charter was named the nation's fastest internet by PC Magazine. Charter internet has powerful upload and download speeds and enough bandwidth to support all of your family's devices. You can get reliable phone service with unlimited local and long distance with Charter. And if you don't, just don't wait. If you call now, you can get the best TV, internet, and phone with a Charter Triple Play for only $29.99 each when bundled. So call 1-855-75-SWITCH. That's 1-855-75-SWITCH. Other terms and restrictions apply. Go to Charter for details. And be smarter. Get your Charter and then have some fish with some tata.
Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it trouble. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Hey, be happy. Have yourself a great day. We'll get together tomorrow, hump day, on 1340 KYNS. Until then, other trails, be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails.